Thanks for the invite to be here, and Shram for reaching out and giving me this opportunity to address everyone. Start with, I do want to again say thank you to all our frontline workers in the battle against COVID. My wife and my daughter are both nurses. My wife's actually at work today, and we want to continue to encourage them and support all our frontline workers as we fight this terrible disease. The next thing I'd just say is that this year, 2020, has just been one tragedy after another for Canada and for Iran. When you start back to January 8th, and even before that, you look at the public protests that were taking place on the streets of Tehran and in Baghdad, and seeing innocent protesters killed on the streets for standing up against the Iranian regime. Then you see January 8th and the shooting down of Ukrainian International Airlines flight PS752, killing 178 passengers and crew, 57 of them Canadian citizens. That, again, a tragedy that none of us have forgotten, and want to hold those that are responsible to account. And then we also realize that one of the first countries hit with COVID-19 outside of the outside of China was Iran. And again, we're going after the communist regime in Beijing for doing their cover up and not telling the truth about what was happening with the COVID pandemic, and alerting officials at the WHO soon enough so that other countries can make plans. But then we're also seeing the same thing happening with the totalitarian regime of Iran. The ongoing cover-up, trying to skew the statistics, hiding the truth from families, continues to be a great plague upon the people of Iran. And of course, we've had our own challenges here in Canada in reacting fast enough, following the misguided information of the WHO, and believing the Chinese at face value, which our current government has done. But I'm sure that after this is all done, we will have an opportunity to investigate and ask the hard questions of what really happened, and how do we crawl out of this pandemic and recover in our economy. I know that we have to continue to be principled in our approach of fighting for democracy and human rights in Iran. We have to make use of all the tools that are available to us, both politically, diplomatically, and using things like sanctions to stand up against the regime. If we can name and shame all those who are responsible for shooting down Flight 752, all those that are responsible for cracking down on all the innocent protesters, of arresting them and persecuting them and executing them, if we can name and shame those that are responsible for the 1988 massacre, then we should be using those Magnitsky sanctions to hold each and every one of them to account. As conservatives, we'll continue to make those positions known. We will advocate for the appropriate measures to be taken against the regime. And that includes making not just the Quds Force a terrorist organization, but listing the IRGC as the terrorist group that it is. The terror that they have spread throughout Iran and the region, for the multiple killings that they have carried out, and the way that they have quashed human rights, not just in Iran, but all the way here in Canada, by having their own actors at play. So I know that together, following the 10-point plan, I know that together that we can make that difference. And by isolating the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, as well as the theocracy in Iran, we can make that difference. So I can just pledge to you this, that myself and my colleagues will continue to stand shoulder to shoulder with the Iranian Democratic Association, and pray for the day that we can have democracy in Iran. Thank you very much.